USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The New York Post summing it up with a one-word headline over Jussie Smollett's picture, liar. The actor arrested and now out on bond after a bogus claim he's attacked in Chicago by men wearing MAGA, Make America Great Again hats. Police say his motive to drum up publicity for himself. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Smollett is out on bond after a court appearance on a charge of filing a false report. The Empire actor claimed he was assaulted by two masked men wearing pro-Trump hats who hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him. Cook County prosecutor Risa Lanier says the actor hired two brothers to help stage the attack.
Smollett stated that he wanted them to appear to attack him.
I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow down 103 points to close at 25,850. The NASDAQ down 29 and the S&P 500 down 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The Muslim woman who was living in Alabama who takes off for Syria to join ISIS will not be allowed back into the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a guest on NBC's Today Show.
She may have been born here. She is not a U.S. citizen, nor is she entitled to U.S. citizenship.
Is that because she was the daughter of a diplomat and she was born here? Is that?
That's right. There are now over 800 terrorists that are being held, foreign terrorist fighters that are being held in Syria today. She's just one of them. She is a terrorist. She's not a U.S. citizen. She ought not return to this country.
In other news, El Chapo's two sons indicted on drug trafficking charges. It's believed they're in Mexico. The Justice Department in the United States says the two conspired to distribute cocaine, meth, and marijuana from Mexico and import it here into the U.S. Their father convicted this month by a jury in New York on all 10 counts, including drug trafficking and money laundering. El Chapo scheduled to be sentenced in June, but his lawyers say they plan to appeal the conviction. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Millions of Americans in this situation. A new report out about credit card debt. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
39 million Americans said to be carrying credit card debt for at least the past 2 years. Another 8 million say they can't remember how long they've been in debt. And to be honest, this reporter is in that latter category. According to a new creditcards.com report, 59% of cardholders are carrying a balance on at least one card, with 56% of them having been in debt for at least a year. And about a third of the people with credit card debt say they needed to charge emergency expenses, from car repairs to medical bills to home expenses. Cardholders with annual incomes below $30,000 are the most likely to be carrying debt, as you might imagine.
More and more drones being used by law enforcement.
The so-called eyes in the skies used to refer to law enforcement helicopters, but with tighter budgets, many are turning to drones at a fraction of the cost. Whether for accident investigation, SWAT team support, or for search and rescue, drones are being used by an increasing number of law enforcement departments, including Homeland Security. There are some concerns over privacy, but Americans are slowly beginning to accept these new eyes in the skies. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.